And one of those changes is the addition, a brand new associate coach on the Calgary Flames bench for next season. His name is Kirk Muller, and Kirk joins us on the program this afternoon. First of all, Kirk, really appreciate this. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm excited, and the news obviously is out, and definitely excited to be a part of the Calgary Flames, so looking forward to it.
How did this all come about? Take us through the process.
Basically, you know, just some good discussions with Daryl and Brad, and they're saying that they were looking to do a few changes and asking where I was in my career and what my ambitions were, and that, you know, see if there was a connection there. So we chatted a couple times on the phone, but I think it was pretty clear pretty early that you know, we have the same vision and the same goals and drive to win in Calgary. And so I look at the staff there and the group of people that I'm fortunate to be able to work with, and that really made it exciting for me to join up with these guys.
What first of all, in terms of head coach Daryl Sutter, how well do you know Daryl? How well did you know him prior to this process?
Funny, you know, other than battling with him on the ice, the year playing, I wasn't a coach. I never really worked. I coached his son in Carolina for a period of time there, and you know the usual hellos and certain events and all that. But like over the last sessions that. We do parallels of seeing a lot of things very similar.
So you talk about how you and the team, you and Daryl, kind of very similar visions when the conversation started. Tell us about that vision and kind of why things aligned and how they aligned.
Well, I think, you know, once we sit down with the rest of the staff and really, really roll up the sleeves and dig in, I think the big thing is that we know that there's no shortcuts in winning. And I think the key is that if you get a group of guys that really believe in each other and understand that it's a tough leg and a lot of demands, and if you play the game the right way without the puck, you're going to get an opportunity to score a lot of goals. And I think when you put that all together and you compete every night, you work hard every night, and you put a lot of accountability on each other, you know, a lot of good things can happen with a hockey team.
Your name tied to the Calgary Flames, you can go in depth as you want, but tell us about maybe the past history with Tree Living and some of the interviews you've had over the years here, because it's a couple of times we've heard your name tied to Calgary, and now obviously official joining Daryl's staff.
Yeah, no, it's timing's everything, isn't it? So this is really the first time I had discussions with them, and you know, it was the right fit, like I said, and I think what he was looking for suited what I was looking for, and so I just think it's a perfect group to work with the veterans and the young guys combined. I just think you know, it's a good hockey team.
We're in conversation with Kirk Muller, new Flames associate coach hired today by the team. So tell us what you know about the team, the players on the ice, what you like about this group that you're now joining.
Well, I saw them, you know, obviously earlier in the year, and, you know, defending is strong. They're
I think we're going to try to reconnect with Kirk. I'll re-ask that question in just a second. I believe he's calling us from Montreal. Kirk Muller, new Flames associate coach, joining us here on the program. The connection was a little choppy. I thought it had normalized. We'll get Kirk back on the line here in just a second. But this is a hire that I think, as I've seen on social media, well, it's lots of people excited. Kind of confirmed to you there that timing is everything. This is not the first time that they've had discussions between Muller and the organization. So what we were talking about a little bit earlier in the segment just confirmed to you right there. And this time, well, the timing ended up working out.
Yeah, it worked out well for Kirk, and obviously a guy that it was funny to hear him talk about perhaps exchanging some blows on the ice previously with the Flames head coach, but a guy that obviously knows the organization very, very well, knows some of the pieces, and being in Montreal for a majority of his coaching career outside of the time as a head coach in Carolina, a guy that would have some familiarity as well as an opponent coach. And timing is everything in life, and certainly confirming that with us moments ago.
We have reconnected with New Flames associate coach Kirk Muller. Kirk, good to have you back. I'm glad that we could reconnect. That's okay. I mean, you can't help self-service. It's the way it goes. Just before you dropped out, I had asked you the question about what you see with this roster, what you see with the players on the team, and what do you like about the group that you're joining here?
Well, I think first of all, it's a competitive group. You know, you look at their body language at the end of the season. You know, there's some disappointment there, and it shows that there's a lot of character guys there, a lot of guys that care. When I seen this team at its best, you know, a competitive team that was hard to play against, and I know that that's what Daryl's trying to get these guys to play, and so you know, there's ability there with some skilled guys, that are able to score goals. There's guys that could play hard and feisty. And so for me, I look at a team that if they compete that way and they believe in each other, that they could be a very good hockey team.
And I know that you haven't been with the team and you have just started with them, but from afar, any idea why this season? The expectations were high coming into this season. Any idea from your vantage point why things didn't go the way this team hoped they would go this past season?
Well, I think it'd be unfair for me to make that assumption when you're not right inside the room. It really was a unique year. You look at a lot of teams, not too many teams had a year where it was all bells and whistles and a sweet year. Some teams get off to a slow start, and with the shortened season, now you're playing behind, trying to catch up behind the eight ball, and certain injuries here and there, and all of a sudden quickly, you don't have enough time to recover with those key guys being out, and next thing 10 games have gone by. So I think every team, no one wants to make excuses than that, but it was a very challenging year for everybody, very unique, and so you always have to be careful on how you evaluate your players and all that. So there's some players there that have had some good success, and I think that's the key, is to build on the positive and make them believe and have one one vision and one direction, and everyone pulled in the same way. You could be a dangerous hockey team.
Kirk, in your early discussions with Daryl, what do you expect as your main duties here on the Flames coaching staff?
Well, I would assume, once everything's put together, when we all meet together, he'll, confirm most of that. I anticipate probably working more with the forwards and the power play and in the offensive, side of the spectrum. But it'd be a unified group, I'm sure. I'm sure that's how Daryl works. And I think once we all get together and have those meetings, we'll probably understand exactly the roles that he wants to delegate to us, the rest of the staff.
Now, as an opponent coach, you've obviously have loose familiarity with a lot of these Flames players and coaching for as long in the league as you have. But are you going to start? I guess, when do you start breaking down all that film and looking closer at what you've got to work with here, especially on the power play?
Yeah, now we're in the process, that we'll start getting, some material sent to us. And, everyone's probably in different cities. And, I'm back in Kingston, Ontario at the time. And all the logistics, get on a plane, get out to Calgary, start looking for a place, waiting for Daryl to kind of set up some meetings, I'm sure, for the staff to sit down and, get everyone's dialogue and views and look at the past. But I'm sure we'll really focus on the future, next year. And that I'm sure that will be happening, in the next couple of weeks and somewhere.
Overall, in a wide, broad question, what do you see with this Flames forward group, and what excites you about potentials to work with?
Well, you know, it's again, I look at the times at their best. You know, and I know that, playing, coming into Montreal this year, and the competitive level for me is that, they have guys that compete at that level, and they can make it a hard game for you, when they're on and as a group, you know, so I think sometimes when you bring new people in and you share those views of, hey, this is what, people, feel on the outside, and perhaps, you know, that they'll understand that could be a part of their identity and a strength. So, you know, the skills are there with Lindy and Gaudreau and these guys. And then, you know, you got the, you know, Tkachuk and Luch and these guys, you know, that could bring a physical presence. So, you know, it's a combination, I think, of, you know, strength by numbers. And I think it's that type of a team. They're not going to depend on a couple of guys. I think everyone's going to need a role. And if everyone does that and feels a part of it, and like I say, keep stressing, like, you know, strength in numbers as a group, and, you know, good things can happen.
We're in conversation, just a few more, with new Flames associate coach Kirk Muller joining us on the program this afternoon. Kirk, I want to ask you about, you know, the way that you played in your NHL career, and you had an opportunity in Carolina to work with Elias Lindholm. Just a thought, because you were very much looked at as a very strong two-way forward, two-way center iceman, and that's what Elias Lindholm is very much looked at as well. Just, I'm curious, your thoughts on his game and how much you appreciate what Lindholm can do at both ends of the ice.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's been great watching him. Like, as I said before, I saw him come in as a rookie, and that was his scouting report. And to see, you know, watching him play there in Calgary, and like you said, he's such a smart two-way hockey player. And I think a lot of that has to do with two things. You know, he's got that personality and attitude that he wanted to keep better and learn, and he obviously has. You know, and I think that his hockey IQ is very high. So, you know, it gives him the ability to obviously produce offensively and all that, but he takes a lot of pride of playing the game. Like we're saying, you know, without the puck, play the right way. And you need those type of players. And he's been effective. He's still young, and he's going to keep getting stronger.
When you got him in his rookie season after being drafted sixth overall, take us back to your initial impressions, what you thought about Lindholm when you first saw him on your team.
Yeah, very young, competitive. Again, hockey sense jumped out right away. And, when you see that again, you say, okay, this kid's going to get it pretty quick. And you know, he started very young. You know, unfortunately, he got injured, and that set him back, his rookie year. But then, you know, after that, you know, you could just see his each year, he just, you know, kept, you know, coming toward, learn the North American game. It takes some time. You know, understanding, you know, getting to know the players and all those scenarios. But it's the way he plays the game the right way that's the most impressive for me. And that's, for young guys, that's the biggest thing. It's like, the young defenseman learning how to play in the game, or a goalie. But for a guy like Lindy, he's definitely, plays, he doesn't cheat the game. He plays it the right way. And because of it, he's a, you know, effective two-way player.
Kirk, your coaching career started very shortly after you finished your playing career. You had a little bit of a three-year break, and then jumped in with the Habs, and you've had some head coaching time, you've had some associate coaching time, you've had 10 years come to an end unexpectedly. I'm just curious, since you took over as a coach and started that journey 15 years ago, what have you learned as a coach? Tell us about your journey and how you're a better coach now than when you started.
Well, you know what? It's just like being a player. You know, you grow through some growing pains, and you learn, and you keep your eyes and ears open, and you work hard. And for me, I think it's been a fun journey. You know, I mean, I actually started at Queen's University, to start at the bottom, to figure it, work my way up. And I'll tell you, Canadian university hockey is great, and it doesn't get as much recognition as it probably should. But I had a great experience there before I went to Montreal. And then I think the biggest thing for me is that, you know, the people I've been lucky to work with, you know, I mean, since I left Carolina, I worked with Hitch in St. Louis, Stanley Cup coach, with Michelle Therrien in Montreal, another veteran coach. And then, with Claude, another coach that won a Stanley Cup. So chance to go over the world with AD and, a real quality veteran experience, successful coach. So I've really been lucky with the staff that I've been able to meet up. And now, I mean, working with Daryl, I mean, another, successful veteran Stanley Cup coach. So it's been fun because I've been spoiled. I've been working with a lot of winning people and learning from them and all that. So each time it's just, you just learn something. It's like a player. You have highs and lows of winning and losing, and whether you get traded as a player or fired as a coach. At the end of the day, I'm still having a blast being a part of the NHL. I don't take it for granted. I think it's a privilege to play and be a part of it and coach in it and work with great people. And Calgary's given me a chance to do that, and I'm excited to be with this group.
And again, Kirk, you know, speaking of journeys you've been on, as a player, you spent a lot of time in Montreal and a couple of years in Toronto. And then, of course, a majority of your coaching career has been in Montreal, and now you're going to be adding to that with Calgary. I'm just curious, both as a player and a coach, how much it's meant to you to have significant time spent in Canada in a Canadian market?
Oh, I mean, it's... my buddies, I've gone back to Kingston ever since 1984, I guess, when I broke in. I still got my buddies I grew up with, and my family's back there. And, let's be honest, it's special. The fact that I just told them that I was going out to Calgary, and all of a sudden they'd be Calgary fans, it's like my mother's the most patriotic Canadian going, and, I mean, look at the fans in Calgary. I mean, over the years, I've had a chance to go in there and play and coach. And it's such a great hockey town and a great province. And you know what? It's not for everybody. But for me, I just think it brings out the best of you. You know, the pressure of it, the excitement of the fan, how much they enjoy it. It's what we are. We're Canadians that grew up wanting to be in the NHL. And I'm lucky that I've had that opportunity to experience it.
Last question for you, Kirk, and it's funny because Will just asked you that question about spending so much time in Canada, and sometimes you hear, whether it's a GM or a coach or even a player, say, I'm excited to play in Canada, I'm excited to have that type of spotlight, and sometimes you're like, are you really ready for what that all entails? Well, for you, you spent significant time as a player in the two biggest hockey markets and fishbowls in the world, and, you know, for the better part of a decade plus as a coach in Montreal as well. So for you, coming to Calgary, you're ready to deal with the pressure. That's not a concern at all for you, is it?
No, it is unique, isn't it? It's when I first got traded to Montreal, and Guy Carboneau had said to me, listen, my biggest advice is, if you're in the bad books today, don't worry about it. It'll be a new guy tomorrow. So it really comes down to consistency. And you know what? You have to have a vision, and you have to believe in it, and you got to stay on short-term goals. And you know, because there is a lot of the highs are higher than normal, and the lows are lower than normal. And you just got to kind of set that aside and really, have a focus and stay on it. And I think if you do that, it kind of rides the waves a little bit easier in the, the pressurized markets.
Well, it's awesome to have you as part of the coaching staff. Safe trip as you make your way out to Calgary here in the coming days and weeks. And thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon, Kirk. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Enjoy talking to you guys.